This is Boston Public Radio. I'm Callie Crossley. In the aftermath of the mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut, the country continues to reevaluate its gun control laws and gun reform. And today we continue our ongoing conversation about our relationship with guns with Jack McDevitt. He's the Associate Dean of Research at Northeastern's College of Social Sciences and Humanities. He also heads the Special Commission on Gun Violence in Boston. Jack McDevitt, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
So the conversation is about gun buyback program, but one that would be based on sports tickets. This is an article in the Boston Magazine asking the question of whether exchanging, let's say, Celtics tickets or Red Sox tickets or Bruins tickets would encourage, I think, particularly young people to bring in their guns. What do you think about this?
I think it seems to be an idea worth trying. I think that what we found is in the original gun buyback programs that were done, and we've done some here in Massachusetts and elsewhere, you know, when it was a certificate to, you know, a department store or something, it wasn't something that caught a lot of the young people's imagination. And so you got older people turning in guns, you got broken guns being turned in, not the guns that would be used in committing crimes too much. So what a few jurisdictions started to do was to try to find the kind of things that young people might be more interested in. And so sports tickets was one example. Another is concert tickets for popular concerts. And that those kind of things tended to bring in guns from young people that were more likely to be in play in different areas. So it seemed to...
Particularly, you know, in crimes.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. I mean, these are the ideal... for the gun buyback is to get the gun that's being used by a gang or shared by a group of young people who are involved in violence, and to get that gun off the street. Those are some of the hardest guns to get.
So I understand that this has worked in other places, but this was, you know, when this kind of gun buyback program was in play before, it was well before Newtown, Connecticut, and the sort of enhanced awareness of the nation, if you will.
Yeah, gun buyback programs go back a number of years, and it certainly hasn't been something that was since the Newtown tragedy. But I think that what we know is that there isn't one fix for gun violence. It's going to have to be a variety of different proposals and a different, more comprehensive strategy. So I think that gun buybacks are a part of a comprehensive strategy, particularly if they can be targeted to get those guns that are most likely to be involved in street violence.
So we should note that you have now been named as head of a special commission here in Massachusetts to look at all manner of ways to reduce gun violence. And I'm guessing, since you're talking about this positively, that this will be one of the ways that you'll consider.
Absolutely. I think the Speaker of the House has made this a priority area of his, to say that he wants to see where all the different laws and practices in Massachusetts can be strengthened. So he's pulling together he asked me to head it, and he's pulling together the rest of the members of the commission as we speak. And it should be announced within a week or two, the full commission. And then we're going to take a look at gun buyback programs, background checks, limiting the number of shell capacity of a gun, whether or not assault-type guns should be legal, all of those kind of things, storage of guns in your home. But are there ways to take the Massachusetts situation, which is really pretty good when you compare us to other states, and see if we can make it even better?
I hope you consider something that has been raised, at least here on this program. We've been talking about gun violence and potential gun control methods that sort of work the middle, don't offend the gun owners and are okay with the folks who are trying to do some control of guns. And that was insurance for gun owners. I thought that was fascinating and interesting, and I've heard it a couple times, and maybe that's on your plate, but I hope that becomes part of the conversation as well, because I think it's worth exploring.
I think it is. Representative Linsky has filed, as you know, a pretty comprehensive bill. In one part of that is looking at whether or not insurance is something that could be part of an overall strategy. Certainly some folks who talk about it talk about the fact that we insure our cars and other things, so why might we not insure guns? But I do think that's something that's got to be part of the conversation, and to see whether or not it's going to affect the gun rights of gun owners, and or if it's something that could make us a little bit safer as a society.
I am speaking with Jack McDevitt. He's the Associate Dean of Research at Northeastern's College of Social Sciences and Humanities, and he also heads the Special Commission on Gun Violence in Boston. So let me circle back to this gun buyback Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox exchange, potentially. Dr. Michael Hirsch, who, as you know, has sponsored a Goods for Guns buyback in Worcester for some more than 10 years, has managed with that program to get about 2,000 guns off the street. We've talked to him here on Boston Public Radio a couple times. And he's interested in the idea, but says he broached this to a lot of teams in the past locally, and the only ones to bite even for just one time was the Red Sox in 2006 when they gave $2,500 to the program, but the others weren't so interested. I mean, what can you do as someone on a commission to maybe engender interest from the big teams? And let's face it, people around the country are really interested in these teams. So this could really work if there was interest from the teams and the owners.
I think that and the work that's been done in Worcester is really remarkable, and to getting 2,000 guns off the street is an accomplishment. As you said earlier, I think that the conversation around gun violence and how to stem gun violence has really changed since Newtown. And I think that a lot of the Boston sports teams and the concert venues might be more amenable to having this conversation now. It appears that we've all sort of been horrified by the Newtown tragedy. But then, as you know, subsequently, we've just continually seen gun violence coming back into the media and back into our living rooms through the TV and the radio. It is the case that I think that we're ripe now for a different kind of conversation about these issues. 5 years ago, people were saying, oh, you can never change anything. And now people are saying, well, maybe this is the time.
Do you see yourself working with the kind of special effort that Vice President Joe Biden is heading up? As some people may know, he's speaking in Connecticut at Western Connecticut State University at a conference about federal efforts to curb gun violence. Maybe you know what his approach will be in his speech, but is there some linkage there between what he's doing and what you hope to be doing in Massachusetts?
Absolutely. I think it. You know, you can do a lot at the state level, and as I said, Massachusetts has done a lot in terms of its licensing schemes and registration schemes, and using police chiefs as a point of a focal point in making the decision. But the reality is that we really need a national policy as well, because if we have something in Massachusetts, as you well know, that is limiting somebody's ability to get a gun who we don't want to have a gun. Say they're a convicted felon, but they can then go to another state and get it at a gun show or someplace where there's limited background checks, then, you know, it sort of defeats the purpose of the Massachusetts statute. So I think that what the vice president is doing is talking about universal background checks and some limits on some kinds of firearms that would be really helpful to places like Massachusetts, so to limit the ability of people to just travel to New Hampshire or travel to Maine and get themselves a gun.
So is it worth it, Jack McDevitt, if you are able to entice, let's just say, numbers of young people to turn in their guns in exchange for tickets? They use the tickets now. You know, do they circle back and get another gun? Or is it worth it even in that short period of time when those guns, presumably that would be turned in, would be off the street?
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, I think if we're talking about what they call crime guns, which are guns that have been used in a crime. I think those are things that, as you know, one of the things that happens is in a lot of our cities, you know, kids, a gang will have a particular gun and not everybody has it, but it's shared. And, you know, guns aren't that accessible. And so if we've made it more difficult, if they've given up a gun then that might have been used in a shooting, then that's a good thing. And we had done some research in the past here in Massachusetts looking at the Massachusetts gun law and saw that when people don't take their guns with them, they get into altercations the same way, but the altercations are much less lethal. So I think that trying to just even slowing down the ability of young people to have access to a gun for a period of time can save lives.
And finally, do you really think that we can get some legislation with teeth, not only here, we have some here in Massachusetts that we can improve upon perhaps, but at the federal level where it would be so important?
I think it's going to be a tough sell, but I think you've seen the vice president and the president say that this is a priority area for them. You know, it ebbs and flows. I've been doing this for 30 years, and you see different points in time when you can get something done, and then there are other times when it's really out of the question. I think we might be at one of those times now, so I'm hopeful that there can be some federal legislation and that we can find in Massachusetts some ways to make our Commonwealth safer.
All right. Thank you so much, Jack McDevitt.
Thank you very much. It was nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. Jack McDevitt is the Associate Dean of Research at Northeastern's College of Social Sciences and Humanities, and he also heads the Special Commission on Gun Violence in Boston. Who's winning the gadget wars? What will we be buying next? Kara Miller will bring you that conversation. I'm Callie Crossley. This is Boston Public Radio.